Good morning, everyone. I trust you are safe and sound. We thank God for the warmer weather and for today's gospel message that reminds us that the heart of our faith is love. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son. He is the sacrifice for our sins that we might live through him. If God loves us so much, we ought to love one another. If we love one another, God lives in us. Lord, we set this time apart for you. Form us in the likeness of Christ, so that our lives may glorify you. Amen. The word of God from Psalm 145. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and merciful in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all those who fall. He lifts up those who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand and satisfy the needs of every living creature. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and loving in all his works. The Lord is near to those who call upon him, to all who call upon him faithfully. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and helps them. The Lord preserves all those who love him, but he destroys all the wicked. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. John. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you noticed, today's gospel reading begins with a summary statement, "when he had gone out." The "he" being referred to is Judas Iscariot. On this fifth Sunday of Easter, the gospel passage is taking us back to the events of Maundy Thursday. Jesus has shared the Last Supper with his disciples and washed their feet. He has told them that one of them will betray him. We know exactly what Judas is going to do. He goes to complete the process, whereby he will betray Jesus to the authorities. The next time Jesus and Judas meet is when Judas leads the guards sent by the chief priests and the Pharisees to the place where he knew Jesus would be. That opening statement, "when he had gone out," reminds us of the role Judas would play in this story. But that statement should also prompt us to recall what had already happened in the room Judas had just left. The Last Supper was shared. Bread and wine were shared with all the disciples. Then Jesus shocks St. Peter by taking on the role of a slave and washing their feet. Judas was one of those whose feet were washed by Jesus. Then, as if that wasn't enough to cause a stir, Jesus then announces that one of them will betray him, the one to whom he will give the piece of bread, that he shall dip in the dish. There are some obvious connections to the Eucharist here. When Jesus gives Judas the piece of bread, he says, "Do quickly what you are going to do." So Judas goes out into the dark. He leaves the light of Christ to go into the darkness to find the enemies of Jesus. But despite this, Jesus had just demonstrated his total love for every human being who ever did exist or ever will exist. His double outreach to Judas, washing his feet, sharing bread with him, the one who would betray him, shows us that no one is excluded from the love of Christ. The actions of Jesus are powerful and of deep significance to us. When he had gone out, Jesus says, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him." What Jesus is telling us is that in the actions of Jesus we see the work of God. Jesus, the Son of Man, is demonstrating such all-embracing and all-powerful love, is the manifestation and living reality of the very love of God. We know as the events of Holy Week continue that the next day, Good Friday, the ultimate expression and reality of God's love is demonstrated for all to see. When Jesus, the Son of Man, who came not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved, made his ultimate, total, and infinite act of love when he was lifted up on the cross. There is no fuller expression of God's love than this. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But the story does not end there. In our passage, Jesus continues to speak. In fact, he issues a commandment. His disciples are to love one another as he has loved us. But here's a question. How can love be commanded? Can we be made to love other people? Can we be coerced into loving anything? Would that be real or honest love? It's just not going to happen. Even if you could swallow it, it would be fake love. This is where we have to understand the kind of love Jesus speaks of and has shown us. Love is not just emotional. If it is, then it cannot be commanded. You cannot be commanded to fall in love with a person or develop a fondness or liking to something that you find disagreeable to your senses. The love Jesus speaks of is more than simple emotions. God's love, often referred to as agape, is God's total commitment. As C.S. Lewis says, though our feelings come and go, God's love for us does not. God's love is the highest form of love that is selfless and sacrificial. It is steadfast, unchanging, and unconditional. For us, it can be an act of will. Goodwill, benevolence, care and compassion, mercy and forgiveness. Emotionally, we may not like everyone, but we can choose to be loving towards them. When we love as Jesus has loved us, by total commitment to any and all children of God, we make God's love visible in the world. We show ourselves to be his ambassadors on earth. His disciples. As he says, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Friends, it is when a community tries its best to follow this command, to choose to be a people and a place of love, where God's love is made visible, that the community will grow and flourish. Because in this way of love, we come to know God's love, to love and be loved by others, and to love ourselves. That, my friends, is the good news for all people. Amen. together with all the baptized, I affirm. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the whole people of God, that each one may be a true and faithful servant of Christ. For those drawing near to the light of faith, that the Lord will bring them to true knowledge of himself. For Todd, our bishop, and our diocesan synod. For the caring for the core ministry, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our country, the Lord will help us to contribute to its true growth and well-being. For the whole human family, that we may live together in justice and peace. That the war may cease in Ukraine. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our families and friends, that the Lord will give them joy and satisfaction in all that they do. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are lonely, sick, hungry, persecuted, or ignored, that the Lord will comfort and sustain them. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Pam, Angie, Paula, Al, Eileen, Linda, Jim, Marjorie, Sarah and their families, Andrew, the Vieira family. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those we love but see no longer, whose memory we treasure, for those you've received into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord of heaven and earth, companion in life, spirit of truth, to you alone we turn our eyes and lift our hearts. Help us to keep your commandments and to love one another as you love us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of glory, whose beloved took the shadowed road of death and found life in the darkness, may his love be our law, so that undimmed by fear we may witness to the power of new birth, through Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead. Amen. And rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. And may God, who gave birth to all creation, bless you. May God, who became incarnate by an earthly mother, bless you. May God, who broods as a mother over her children, bless you. And may Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. I knew.